New York Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney held a telephone town hall Tuesday night, answering questions from constituents in his 18th district. Topics ranged from the Trump presidency to health care to heroin. The telephone town hall happened to take place on the same date as the one-year anniversary of Newberg coming under a state of emergency due to PFOS drinking water contamination in Washington Lake. Lena from Wappingers Falls in Dutchess County said her daughter had applied to a number of colleges for nursing and wanted to attend Mount St. Mary College in Newberg. However, Lena is concerned about the water.
That's going to make our decision. She got accepted to 7 colleges, and I really wanted Mount St. Mary, but the water...
Well, let me put your mind at ease. So right now, the water in Newberg is perfectly clean and perfectly safe to drink.
The city draws water from the Catskill Aqueduct while a carbon filtration system is under construction. Sean from Stormville, also in Dutchess County, had a question about health care.
The question I have is the new health bill, the old health bill, and the health bill that the senators and congressmen get and their staff.
Right.
Will it be one bill that's good for one is good for all?
I'm on Obamacare. I'm on the D.C. exchange. My staff is on the D.C. exchange. That's the way it is right now.
The Democrat talked about a provision in the GOP's American Health Care Act to replace the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare.
They would have exempted congressmen from the types of waivers that state can get by virtue of the fact that we're on the D.C. exchange and D.C. is in the state, right? So I don't want to run up the score on them. I don't know that they did it intentionally, but it's just one more reason why the thing they've come up with is half-baked and not ready for prime time. So, but no problem for me, man. I mean, we shouldn't get any special treatment.
Nancy from Middletown said her 24-year-old son is addicted to heroin, and she does not believe enough is being done to stem the heroin and opioid crisis.
I'm so glad you called in. I mean, it's so important that people listening know how serious this is. I mean, you're right. I don't go to a community anywhere in the Hudson Valley that hasn't lost somebody to this terrible thing.
Maloney asked how her son became addicted.
My son was a football player. He hurt his leg. Started with pain pills and
a couple
of kids that played baseball and they introduced him to the fine drug of what we know as heroin.
You should know that we're going to pass this week in Washington a budget deal. It looks nothing like what the president wanted, by the way, but a bunch of us in a bipartisan fashion are going to pass a budget deal that will include a lot more money for heroin treatment programs, prevention programs.
Kay from Middletown expressed overall concern about President Trump.
I've got a lot of concerns about this president, too. I am absolutely determined to find ways that we can work together to get something done. But we only have one president at a time, and I've said many times, Kay, that we don't have a presidency to waste. We need to get after the infrastructure we need in this country. We got real problems we got to work on. And so I hope the president settles down. I really do think that he could get some things done if he worked across the aisle a little bit. I mean, that's what I try to do. I mean, what do you think?
Well, I don't think that's going to help, to be quite honest with you, because his determination to be a dictator is by far greater than what he feels should be the right thing to do.
I'm glad the founding fathers, you know, wrote the Constitution the way they did. The system is bigger than any one man, including Donald Trump.
Jill from Poughkeepsie, who started a coalition of scientists called TREAD, or Tick Research to Eliminate Disease, applauded Maloney for Lyme disease legislation he and former Congressman Chris Gibson worked on that was included in the American Cures Act, but pleaded with Maloney to do more.
There are so many brilliant tick research scientists, but they've never been given any funding to bring their ideas to stop the ticks, either reduce the population or block their ability to transmit pathogens to us, our children, pets, and the wildlife that potentiates the disease process. So I'm kind of asking you, is there any way that you can help us to get some of these?
I'm happy to dig into that now that we're getting going on it. I think you're making a lot of sense. I totally agree with that. So yeah, let me take a look at it.
Maloney says more work is needed to combat Lyme disease and other tick-borne illnesses. Another reason not to cut funding to the National Institutes of Health, among cuts proposed in President Trump's 2018 budget. Maloney's telephone town hall followed one he held a month ago. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.